The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 8:43 on this Tuesday morning. We get them all the time, incoming calls, and luckily now there's oftentimes a filter that says scam likely on that incoming call, but text messages, emails that we know are just from cyber criminals trying to access our money and our identity. According to recent data collected by the FTC, fraud reports have more than doubled over the last 10 years. Older adults are often the prime targets, but so are kids and teens. More important than ever to know the warning signs and be prepared. So that's why Elizabeth Leamy is online with us right now, a veteran journalist, consumer advocate, and money-saving expert. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It seems like these scams are always changing and morphing. They're always trying to stay one step ahead of us. What's trending right now in scams, and what should we all be watching out for?
You are so right. I swear they're like evil geniuses who are always coming up with something new to try to con us. There is a terrible scam going on right now targeting multiple banks across the country and their customers. And what I hate about this one, it's particularly tricky because the scammers are using our familiarity and our reliance on bank fraud alerts against us. Mm. So I'm going to walk you through it. You receive a fraud alert via text message first that appears to come from your financial institution.
Right.
The scammers then ask you to validate whether you made a certain purchase or sent a certain amount of money. That sounds really familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a typical bank fraud alert. But of course, you say no because it's a fake charge that they made up. That's their opening. That's when the scammers call you and pretend to be from your bank's fraud team. And they ask for your help catching the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they do this, you know, they ask you to either share your banking username and password or to send money to yourself or a third party, supposedly to stop the fraud and catch the bad guys. But of course, it's all a ploy. And they've just gained access to your account or gotten you to send money to them. And now they disappear. And Chase has been doing a nice job of letting consumers know about this brand new scam. So I partnered with them to help get the word out because people need to know no bank employee will ever call, text, or email and ask for this kind of sensitive information. Only crooks will do that.
Boy, that is scary. I had a similar experience recently. I received a text from my bank's fraud department. Then I was able to go in and see that these charges actually had been fraudulently made. But I think, you know, in the heat of the moment, when you're concerned, you want to solve the problem. And so you're going to help that person on the other end of the line and give them any information they ask for, right?
Well, that's what they're relying on. And it's pretty insidious that they're using this thing that is usually a comfort to us, the fact that banks are so good at jumping on these suspicious charges, and they're flipping it and using it to their advantage. So, you know, there are a bunch of red flags, if you want me to go through them, that can help people spot these since they are so sneaky.
Well, yeah, let's talk about some of those things we should be watching for.
Yeah. So the first red flag, any unsolicited call, text, or email. Those are a tip-off to a rip-off, and you should go on high alert anytime you receive an unsolicited contact from your bank or some other official-sounding entity. And then the one that usually really helps me is spelling and grammar errors or odd wording in these messages, because often they are written by people who are not native English speakers. So take a moment to scan for errors like that. And then a classic, urgency and intimidation. If the message you receive says you must act now, it's urgent, it's an emergency, the bad guys are trying to fluster you into rushing and making a mistake. So slow down when they say speed up. The next tip-off to a rip-off, lots of links. If you receive a message containing links from anybody you don't know, do not click on them, period. The message could be about a fake banking matter like this or something else, but the scammers are trying to get you to click so they can infect your phone or computer with malware or so that they can engage with you and try to steal your money. And if these red flags aren't enough, what I suggest people do is search it up. If you're still not sure, search the subject matter of the message you received, or even copy and paste the message itself into a search engine. Most of these scammers, they're big into plagiarism. They are copycats. So chances are what you're seeing has already made the rounds of cyberspace, and you'll quickly find all sorts of posts debunking it and explaining the scheme you're seeing. That can be really helpful.
All good advice. I'll tell you what, a lot of the stuff I just delete or ignore. You know, you get an email that you know is clearly a scam. You just delete it. You don't even engage. If I get, you know, an incoming scam call, I don't answer it. But when do you know when it's time to fight back? When should you take these matters into, not into your own hands, but really, you know, try and solve this problem?
Well, you know, I have to say, if you have the time and you're mad enough, it's always a good idea to report things like this to the Federal Trade Commission. They may not act on your specific tip, but what they do is they track trends like this. And so you're helping other consumers when you report these things. And the other thing that I want people to remember, too, is there is a very simple but memorable overarching tip that stops all of these incoming scams in their tracks, and that is be the hunter, not the hunted. In other words, do business and associate with people and companies that you research and you seek out, not those that come after you.
That's great advice. Elizabeth, where can we go for more information?
Yeah, you know, you can actually track your credit score and changes to the status at chase.com/creditjourney. That is open to anybody, whether they're a Chase customer or not. It is a free service, chase.com/creditjourney. They'll even let you know if your information has been exposed on the dark web. Pretty
All
neat.
Right. Good stuff. Elizabeth, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.